Advocates for national paid leave had their hopes crushed tonight when Democrats eliminated what would have been a landmark policy from President Biden's sprawling social safety net package. The exclusion leaves the U.S. as only one of six countries without any form of national paid leave. We're also one of the few nations without national maternity leave. The concession was made to bring West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin on board.
Dimitri talks about the situation with Dr. Jody Hyman, a UCLA Distinguished Professor of Public Health, Public Policy, and Medicine, and founding director of the World Policy Analysis Center.
You know, it leaves one speechless, not only that we have none, but in a setting where 186 countries around the world have managed to pay for paid leave for mothers, you know, over 107 for dads. And the United States is once again failing to do so.
Do you consider it short-sighted because you end up at times with an exhausted and less healthy workforce when you don't provide paid leave?
Extraordinarily short-sighted and bad for our economy. The news reports had Senator Manchin saying that he was worried about the debt for his and everyone's grandchildren. But if we're worried about our grandchildren, one of the first things we should do is paid leave, both the sick leave and the parental leave. On the sick leave, it cost us trillions that we were unprepared for COVID. This will be not the last pandemic, and to have no sick leave will cost us countless dollars again in the future. But similarly, paid parental leave keeps people attached to the workforce. It keeps them working. It's better for economies.
What about small business owners who say, I am barely making a profit here. If I have to take on paid family leave, I may as well shut down my bar, my ice cream shop, hair salon, or whatever it is.
What's important to realize is that the way most of the world does it, and universally, the world that has paid leave, nearly all of them cover small businesses. But the way they do it and the way they make it affordable is this is a government insurance program. Just like in Social Security, we don't ask an employer with seven people to personally pay directly for someone's retirement. We have an insurance program through the government that shares that cost. That's what we should be doing with paid parental leave and paid sick and paid family leave. That's what most countries do. That does not add costs for small business.
Why is the United States the only wealthy country that doesn't have this?
It's all about politics, as we're just seeing now. And I think we're going to need to have the commitment of Congress to do what the majority of Americans want, which is to have these essential leaves available to them.
What about larger companies? Is there some way they could step in?
There are companies that right now are providing paid parental leave, but it leaves most of Americans uncovered. And even in the case of paid sick leave, while some companies, again, step up to the plate, it's not fair to ask some companies to do it and not others. This should be a shared role, and it can successfully be a shared role.
That's Dr. Jody Hyman, a UCLA Distinguished Professor of Public Health, Public Policy, and Medicine, and founding director of the World Policy Analysis Center. She was on Skype.